It's the President's Club here on MyFM, and today we are speaking with Bern Hudson, and he has been part of the Gananoque Rotary Club for quite a while now and holds a very prestigious position over there. And Bern, thanks so much for joining us today. First, we want to ask you what it is that you do with the Gananoque Rotary Club.
My wife and I, we've had a long association with Rotary. We had a number of exchange students that we hosted in our home over the years. And we had always been community-minded and thinking about wanting to give back somehow. And then it really it came during COVID, actually. Pam works at the library, as you know. And she was doing a lot of research, and she was looking through the old newspapers. And she kept bringing me these articles saying, look how much work that the Rotary Club does in town. And the Rotary Club has been instrumental in Gananoque since 1931 when it was founded. And doing good works and building things. They contributed to the construction of the arena. The berm was partly a Rotary project as well. Rotary Beach, where they had a lot of swimming lessons over the years. Anyways, make a long story short, it came dawned on both of us that unless the new generation got involved in the service clubs were likely to die. And the service clubs, given how much they put into the town over the years, it was important for us to keep them going. What do I do in the club? Right now, I'm the president of the club. So I've been a Rotarian for going on 4 years.
Obviously, there's some enjoyable parts about what you do. Tell us a little bit about that.
The enjoyable stuff is really seeing the effect you can have, whether that's handing out scholarships at graduation to kids, sponsoring programs in the high school over the years. Also things like the youth exchange, you know, bringing kids into Canada, but also letting our kids go out of Canada for a year or for 2 months or whatever the exchange period is. You know, and then being able to contribute things to breakfast clubs at Linklater and all the other organizations in town that are in need. Because as you know, there's a gap. You know, the town can provide so much, the government can provide so much in individuals, but that service clubs kind of fill that little gap in between, and it's enjoyable being part of that program.
What are some of the more challenging things that you've seen or faced over the last 2 years and on a day-to-day basis?
I had to understand a different kind of leadership completely when you're dealing with all volunteers and of all ages. So we have club members that are between 40 and into their 80s. And so they contribute different things in different ways, and trying to harness all that and keep it all working in the same direction is a real challenge. So for me, you know, that was my biggest challenge, was understanding the dynamics and getting that organization and finding the ways to capitalize on it, because they're you know, it's finding the talents, the sweet spots, how people could contribute the best and the most and that sort of thing.
What's some of the more rewarding things that you see as president of the Rotary?
I guess how much dedication that the members of the club have for the town and for the township too, because we serve the township as well, I should say. It's seeing that level of contribution, how everybody comes together, and whether it's doing Santa in the park at Christmas and those kind of things. There's as the president, I mean, I have the honor of being the guy quite often that hands out the checks, that gets the handshake, and it's seeing how other people respond, you know, to the club and how much the club is doing.